Simon Eastaw has kindly given us his time. G'day, Simon. Well, it's morning here, mate. Good afternoon to you where you are.
Yeah, good morning over there in Perth, Carl.
Now, Simon, what do we expect today, mate? How are preparations coming along?
Well, preparations have been no different than they have been from round one of last year to round one this year. So we've really been focused on executing in the fashion that we believe we're capable of doing so, with our structures, our ball movement, etc. Our approach this week has been no different to any other.
Hey, Simon, as ruck coach, how differently are you as a ruck group and stoppages team operating without Aaron Sandilands and Nathan Fyfe in the group?
It's a really good question. It's obviously without Aaron in the side and Nathan now, we've got to make sure that our structures are at their best. Our players are executing stoppage by stoppage, because we're not going to get necessarily the guaranteed delivery that we'd get from Aaron. And with John Griffin and Zach Clark going through the ruck, as they did last week, they're certainly very competitive and provide us with the first opportunity to go for the ball. But our midfield need to make sure that we execute according to their roles.
Eastie, what are you hoping young Connor Blakely can bring to the table?
Well, Connor, from those that have seen him play at WAFL level and towards the end of last year, is really strong inside belly. He's got terrific hands. He's got that awareness of where his options are, and has got a very clean release of the ball under pressure. So we're looking forward to seeing what Connor can offer against a really top-level opposition midfield that Adelaide possess. And it's an opportunity for him to get a bit of a gauge on where he's at too.
This morning we've been singing the praises of the Adelaide defence, and you'd be well aware of that, but also their forward line, a few stars down there. You would know that if the midfield allow Adelaide to bring the ball in without pressure, that forward line is going to be really threatening. Eastie?
Very, very true. But at the same time, it's very much a team approach. Our back line has to make sure that they stand up in the heat of battle, because we can't always have perfect pressure up the field. So winning one-on-one contests from our backs is important. Our midfield pressure to prevent their run and their ability to really overlap is also vital. So it's going to be a terrific challenge for us. We believe we've got the team that can really step it up, and we got a bit of a look at what they were capable of during the NAB Cup. So it's an opportunity for our younger mids that are going to go through there to see what it's like against players of the ilk of Sloan, Thompson, McKay, etc., that go through their team and basically provide that sort of pressure that's required.
Simon, a heavy focus with our discussion this morning and a lot of our callers has been where Fremantle are at, what will happen out of the remainder of this season, and what sort of replenishment will take place with your list into 2017 and beyond. Who's the best developing young ruckman at Fremantle that we can expect something out of as Sandilands and Griffin probably depart somewhere in the next few seasons?
Yeah, it's at this point in time, we've got Jack Hanneth, who's playing at Peel Thunder. Zach Clark is still well and truly in his 20s. So we've got some players that have played enough football at this point in time to suggest that they can make that step up. In the future, who knows what our list management is going to look at in regards to future rucks. But the way Aaron was moving prior to being injured would suggest that he's still got some time left in those legs to continue to compete at this level.
Double-jointed question. It probably puts you on the spot. You're not part of decision-making. But do you expect Zach Clark to stay with the club and Aaron to play another couple of seasons, for instance? There's been talk of that.
Well, it's entirely up to the individuals, isn't it? I mean, I can't make a decision for Zach what he wants to do in the future and where Aaron's at with his whether he goes another year, another 2 years. It's really purely up to the individual. It suggests that with Zach's age and how Aaron was going previous, that there's no reason why they wouldn't continue.
Eastie, David Mundy returns today, and that would have been really frustrating for him as a new captain in the football club to be off injured for what's been 3 or 4 weeks. He'd be really pleased to be back out there and leading from the front.
Yeah, he's super excited. It's almost like it's first game of the season for him. He can't wait to get out there and really lead the team. It's important that our leaders take that opportunity to step forward and set the legacy for our younger players coming through, that this is how it's done and this is the kind of character, and David's certainly one of those players that exemplifies that through his actions.
I was going to say, Simon, because collectively the old boys haven't been that good this year.
Well, Pav, as an example, has been pretty much outstanding in terms of his level of competition and his fight, but it's not just on the older players, it's also on those players that are in their fourth, fifth years that need to continue to step up to the plate and make their opportunities in the side to set themselves up for the future as well.
Thanks for your time this morning, appreciate it.
No worries, gentlemen, anytime.
Simon Eastall there from the Freo Footy Club.